unfortunately, we fell short against Sligo, which we're hugely disappointed with. But we got to put that behind us, and we got to get back on the horse here for Bowes on Friday night. No, as I just watched the game back last night, where they beat us 1-0 down there, and again, we felt very harshly done by a penalty after 38 seconds on a, for me, which was a very controversial decision. I also felt on the night we had two really good shouts for a penalty that we never got. And it was a game, as I say, that we were really disappointed that we lost. Yeah, that's always a bonus. Myself and Bohemians manager have kissed and made up, and Rennie, me and I know we've made an agreement, we'll both stay in our own technical areas and make it a bit easier for everybody else. Again, what we don't want to do is we don't want to get too carried away with this. We've 90 plus minutes for Friday night, and it's another game, and that's how we have to look at it. We've, like most weeks, the boys have worked really hard. There's a lot's been into this, and I just hope we can carry it out come Friday night. I think these players have to use this as a real opportunity to put last year right. And listen, when you're sitting waiting for a draw, the one big thing you want is a home draw. After that, it's in the lap of the gods. And when you get the later stages of all these cup competitions, you're always going to get top opposition, and you gotta face them at some stage. So it's a game that will get us away from league action, and something that we have to really look forward to. I don't see anything else going out, no. But there is a bit of work going on to see if we can bring one, at least one, potentially two in. But definitely nothing concrete at this stage. Listen, as I said last week after the game, I think everybody knew the quality of Liam Boyce, but you can definitely see that out there in training at the moment. He's starting to really find his feet. He's starting to do things that come very naturally to him now, rather than overly thinking things. And there's always going to be that transition period for every player and any player that comes into a new league, trying to understand maybe even a new system that for him that we're playing, probably playing a slightly different position that when he made his name for at Hearts. So we never had any doubt that his quality would always shine through. As we all said, I think that's starting to show. Yeah, listen, I think Boyce was always just the type of character where I don't think he lacks any confidence. There's certainly no arrogance in him, but I don't think he lacks any confidence, and I think he always knew that he would settle, and when the chances came, that he would take them. And I think you're starting to see that now. And I know, as I said, even in the likes of training, where he's got himself back, he's fit, he's hungry, and then we burst to class. You're starting to see. Yeah, I think I just seen a stat. I'm not going to be able to remember it now, of the set pieces that were scored in the Club World Cup. And it's massive now in the game, and the amount of time that's being spent by teams and clubs and managers, and actually bringing coaches in who are specifically working on just set pieces. And it can be the difference in getting the next round of the cup or 3 points in a Friday night and not. So it's hugely important. I actually didn't know that. I wasn't going to pick him, but now I'm going to have to. You're putting under pressure. So, listen, I think Mickey Duffy's he's a class act, as we all know. And he's just that type of lad where he trains like he's 15. It's hard to get him off the pitch every day. So I hope he can go and continue in the reign of form that he's in, and continue scoring goals, because it'll make a massive difference to us. No, definitely not. I think there's still so much more to come from us, and how we want to play, and what we want to do as a team, both in possession and out of possession. I think there's definitely signs that of the things that we want to do, and I don't think that I don't think we've reached our heights, and I certainly don't think we've reached the consistency that we need to get ourselves to. Especially if we're going to talk about trying to challenge for league titles, But we know that. Oh, that's not something that we're shying away from. That's not something that, that's an elephant in the room. We're very open and very honest, talking about where we are, the good things that we're doing, the things that we need to improve on, and where we need to get to. And that's a work in progress. Yes, Brandon's available again. He's trained very hard this week, obviously playing a little bit of catch-up as far as what would be in pre-season in his own domestic league before he came here. But he's a lad that obviously has played at a very high level, and you can see that he's looked after himself, probably just match fitness now for him.